Yeah, there's been a lot of comparisons recently to the, you know, the last year's rookie class, and well deserving. You know, those guys have came right away and played and made their marks. You know, won playoff games, and so I think there's always going to be that comparison, whether it's just or unjust. And I don't feel like there's any pressure on my part to live up to them. I know every situation is different. You know, whatever player is going into is going to be different than what they went into last year, and so I don't feel there's any need for me to live up to what they lived up to. And, you know, I have my standards, and hopefully those are high enough. I guess time will tell, you know, how they pan out.
You look at Matt Leinart and Mark Sanchez and those guys. How come you think USC quarterbacks struggle when they get to the NFL?
I don't know if you can pinpoint, you know, one thing on that. I know they've done great things. I mean, there's a lot of been great USC quarterbacks to do some things in the NFL, and I know my case is situation and my story is different than all those other guys, and I don't think you can put everyone in the same mold. I mean, you can look across the board at any other school, and there haven't been any quarterbacks to do anything. So I know that, you know, what I know what I'm capable of, and I wouldn't be so quick to, you know, to put a mold or put a mold around me. I would say, yeah, I'm a traditional drawback quarterback, passing quarterback. At the same time, I definitely believe I have the quickness, the pocket mobility to avoid what it takes to, you know, get out of the pocket. I think my throwing on the run is great, and I have complete confidence in that. You know, I'm not going to be running a 4.3 40 or anything like that, but how many starting quarterbacks in the league this day can? And so I believe that, yeah, I'm strong enough to make every throw, move in the pocket, and make guys miss.
Where's your shoulder at right now in terms of percentage?
I'm 100% on track with my rehab program, and it's been a slow process. I've been have to be very patient at times with the rehab that I've been doing. But I've been in great hands with, you know, under Dr. Andrews, seen Dr. Elitrosh on the West Coast, and Dr. Taboni, a lot of good people who believe in the plan that's set. So by March 27th on my pro day, I should be perfect to throw.
Are you going to do any of the workouts or any of the drills here?
Not here. Well, I think if you look at my experience that I have playing this position, I've played, if you want to count high school, I played 8 years straight of football, starting games. And you don't see that too often. And I think what I've had to endure at USC has been unique. It's not, you know, a traditional quarterback's experience in college with all the ups and downs, with, you know, with coaches leaving, with the, you know, the NCAA sanctions, and what we've had to deal with, keeping that team together. I think I possess leadership that's pretty unique, and I mean, and the arm strength too, that and the athleticism that's there.
Are you the best quarterback in this draft?
I believe I am. I don't think you can go into a draft not thinking you are. So I definitely believe I am, yes sir.
Any regret that you didn't come back last year?
No regret that I came back last year. Haven't looked back once, and wouldn't change my USC career for anything.
He's got a chance to be a very high draft pick.
He's as quick as any big corner I've seen. This is the most talented corner in the entire draft.